Welcome back, West Michigan. You're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We are live and local in the Spartan Studios in beautiful downtown overcast Grand Rapids, but it's still a great day to get out and fire up that grill. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Can't you smell that smell?
I can. Mm. That beautiful grilling smell.
Smells like swordfish.
Yeah. What kind of swordfish? You know what? You're right. You've got some off the chain, as you call it, grilled swordfish. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I love swordfish. So it's one of those ocean fish you can actually find around here fresh from time to time. But swordfish has a wonderful consistency to it. It's an extremely strong fish, so there's a lot of mass to it. It's a dense meat as fish goes, whereas like walleye is not a dense meat. You know, it's
right flaky.
It's very flaky.
I'm not sure which one of those is more Nurmico, like dense or flaky, just keep going.
Oh, here you go. So anyway, I like to take and rub those things down with some olive oil. And what I do with the olive oil, very often, you know, I'm a creature of habit. I'll take I like to take some garlics and chop them up, or I'll use the jar stuff and just put a scoop in. But I'll take my olive oil, and I'll put the garlic in there for a day, and I'll leave it on the counter, and I'll just let that, or a week, it doesn't matter.
Kind of infuse into there, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Permeate that oil. And then you have a really good basting oil. And I'll baste those steaks sometimes a few different times so it'll really get in a little bit. And then I'm going to take and put some coriander, a little sea salt, and fresh ground pepper, and I'm gonna put those on there, and I'm gonna grill those steaks until they're cooked to whatever level I want them at. And whenever I go with a white fish like that, I'm only gonna cook it to medium rare.
That's
if
right.
If it's tuna, I'm just gonna flash it because I like sashimi. So
right.
But that's up to the individual.
Well, and the tip there is you don't want to overcook fish, because
never.
Especially a steaky fish like swordfish or some of the others that are out there, mahi mahi, things like that, because they get tough. And the last thing you want is a rubbery piece of fish in your mouth. But lightly seasoned, quickly grilled, high heat or low heat?
And then
Bob?
I'm gonna put
high heat or low heat?
Medium.
Yeah. Okay. Right down the middle.
Yeah, there you go. And then I'm going to take a little pat of butter, and I'm going to put it on a fork, and I'm just going to just rub it all over each one. Or you can take the stick of butter and whatever, but put a little butter on there. And then I'm going to put some fresh chopped up cilantro on top to garnish when I serve it. And you're going to make people, you're going to impress them with the presentation, because the cilantro really looks pretty on there.
Right.
And the fresh ground pepper. If you have good grill marks, big deal.
That's right.
Have the
creates
grill
that grill envy, baby.
Got to have them.
You know what? We're coming up on my favorite part of the year as far as food goes, because we're getting all the fresh vegetables are coming out of the gardens right now. You put some fresh, like bicolor, super sweet corn. There's a lot of farm markets out there right now. Those are my favorite places to go. You get 6 ears. My wife and I, you know, we can eat 6 ears, and it's $2.
This is like sensitivity training for the grill. You have to use bicolor.
Yes. Oh, it's better.
Great.
It's absolutely.
Hey, guess
better.
What? After that class in Cadillac Wednesday,
yeah,
I got a surprise for Rob Russell.
Cool. What's that?
I'm taking him out on Lake Michigan for some King and Steelies.
Oh, you guys will have a riot!
I got him hooked.
He's never done that, has he?
No,
yeah.
He's never even been on Lake Michigan. So we're gonna go out of Pentwater. We got a 5 o'clock Thursday morning launch, and it's gonna be good.
Good for you. Well, hey, I hear on the line, Ryan tells us we've got Ed Gerton from Pentamere Winery. Ed, are you out there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Ed. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and you got Bob on the other line here.
Great. Nice to meet you guys.
Hey, Ed. When I talked to you a few days ago, you were in a pretty big hurry, because you've got an awful lot going on down there this weekend.
Yes, we do. We are holding our summer picnic trail for the Pioneer Wine Trail, and it looks like we sold it out this year, 300 people. And we, it's a great summer feast.
If we're coming from, let's say, Lansing or Grand Rapids, and we're on 96, how do we find you?
Well, you would come down 96 to Lansing, take 127 down to Jackson, and then you would follow 127 down until where it hit M50.
Mm-hmm.
And you take M50
straight on into Tecumseh. Yeah, so you're really pretty close to 23.
Yeah, we're 11 miles west of 23.
And your winery is called Pentamere.
Pentamere.
What's that mean?
Five lakes. Penta from the Greek meaning five, mere from the Latin meaning lake or sea.
Nice. What are your primary wines, and are you growing all your grapes?
We're not growing our grapes. We are Michigan's first urban winery and one of Michigan's smallest wineries. We're 17 feet wide and 70 feet long. We do everything in the basement of a 139-year-old building, but we buy all our fruit from the Great Lakes watershed. We get about 80% of our fruit from the state of Michigan, and the other 20% we get from Northwest Ohio, Northeast Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, and Ontario as needed to fill out our complements when, you know, we can't get it from the state of Michigan.
So your focus, Ed, is on white wines or red wines?
We do it all. We're known for our dry reds, but we also do some really nice dry whites, and we do sweets, and we have two fruit wines that are both medal winners. We have our apple and our cherry, which are excellent wines.
So when you're stepping up to your grill and you're throwing on some chicken that a lot of people like to have on the grill, which one of your wines would you recommend that we eat with barbecued chicken?
Well, with barbecued chicken, because of the barbecue sauce, the cherry wine would go really, really well. Our Betchewana Blush would go very well because it's an acidic...
Betchewana Blush.
It's actually named after Betchewana Bay and a ship called the Betchewana.
Oh, that's great.
We name a lot of our wines after ships that sailed on the Great Lakes.
So were you in the Navy?
No, I was not, but I do love to sail.
That's cool.
If people wanted to find you online, what's your web address?
www.pentamerewinery.com.
And are you in retail locations around the state, or are you just selling out of your winery?
We sell mainly out of the winery, but we do have a few retail locations around the state, and we list those on the website.
Can I buy stuff over the web from you? Will you ship it to me?
Yep, we ship anywhere in the state of Michigan.
Excellent. Excellent. We've tried some of this wine, and I tell you what, it is very good. Now, do you have a tasting room there at the winery?
Yes, we do. Our tasting room is on our main floor, and you can come in and step up to the counter and taste anytime during our open hours. And the neat thing is you can walk over the railing and look down into the basement. We have a 12 by 15-foot hole cut in the floor, and you can see the winery at work. Downstairs.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 every Saturday from 9 to 11. We're talking live right now with Ed Gerton, the owner of Pentamere Winery, and you are in Tecumseh, Michigan, and that's the famous place of Tecumseh Motors.
Tecumseh Products was headquartered here for almost 100 years. So.
Wow. Are they no longer in existence?
No, they are still in existence. They just moved their headquarters closer to Ann Arbor to be closer to the airport. But Tecumseh Products still has some offices here in Tecumseh, Michigan.
Do they make any motors there anymore?
No. Actually, the Tecumseh engines, the small engines, were actually made in Kentucky and Minnesota. The what they made here was all the refrigeration compressors.
I see. I'm glad you're making wine there now anyway, because everybody wants wine and not everybody needs a compressor.
There you go.
Well, thanks so much. I know you're busy, Ed. We're going to let you roll because you've got that big gig going on, and I sure appreciate you taking time with us, and I will be seeing you the next time I'm visiting Tecumseh. I have a buddy that lives right there, so I will make it a point to call you and stop in and get that nice tasting.
Well, I look forward to seeing you, and it was fun talking with you gentlemen.
Okay.
And everybody have a good day.
Thanks for coming on the Grilling Guys.
That was Ed Gerton from Pentamere Winery. He's on that Pioneer Wine Trail. It's similar to the one we have in southwest Michigan over here, where it's a group of wineries. I think there's like 30 of them on it. If you get over in the southeast side, in the Ann Arbor, Tecumseh area there.
Jackson. Yeah,
there's another little wine tour in the central part of the state there. You really come across some just fabulous little wineries like this that nobody's really heard of, or if they have, they're local legends. They're not statewide. And we like to help these Michigan guys that are stepping out and making it happen and you know, perfecting their craft and really helping the Michigan economy. It's just a cool thing to do.
You said there's one in the central part of the state, a wine tour?
Yeah, well, that's this Pioneer Wine Tour. It's kind of central, southeast Michigan.
I thought you were talking about, like, the Wino Tour around the Capitol building.
Well, yeah, those are there, too. That's the central part of the state, absolutely.
Yeah.
Killing me, Bob. You're killing me.
Hey, we've got to make sure that we keep talking about the safety issues around your grill, because every week I get Google alerts on grilling, and again, another house went down just this week, South Carolina, I think. You've got to check those fittings on your stinking grill. If you've got an older grill, there's a hose coming off your tank with a regulator on it. There's also a hose, a tube from where that hooks onto your grill going to your burner. Both of those have to be checked, because you might have an old tank without a safety on it, and you might have a bad tube going from where it hooks onto the grill to your burner. Either way, you're talking about propane gas.
Pressurized.
If that stuff lights, you have a disaster instantly. There's no time to try and figure it out. I ran up on a fire recently like that. I was at a store. They were grilling in front of their store. I rode up to show Maureen this neat place. The grill's on fire right under their awning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I pulled the tank off, and I got there just in time because the people were clueless as to what to
do. Yeah, it can happen quick. And you know what? There's nothing worse than to ruin a great backyard party if you have an accident and, you know, grill catches on fire, your house catches on fire. The only thing we really want to put on the fire is meat, you know? And most of the time, that's indirect. But,
unfortunately, people are getting hurt in a lot of these. There are over 7,000 injuries every year from grill fires.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a bunch.
Needless. Absolutely needless, because if you just practice a little bit of common sense, keep the kids back from the grill. I know that the little guys and gals are real curious about what's going on. They get the smells, and they want to get over there and see what's on the grill with mom and dad. But I tell you what, it's no place for children. It's hot. They can get burned quickly. Just make sure to be very careful out there. You know, coming up next, we've got some Easy Party Summer Fare. Bob's going to talk a little bit about a brisket on a stick, and we're going to make you, give you a couple shortcuts to make your rib cooking quicker and easier, and your ribs a lot more tender and tasty. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.